online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
The jury at the trial of a man accused of murdering his ex-girlfriend in a shopping centre car park in Medway are now considering their verdict. Joshua Stimpson stabbed Molly McLaren while she sat in her car at Chatham's Dockside outlet last June. The 26-year-old from High Street in Waltham has admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility, but denies murder.
KMFM News.
Health officials say the benefits of switching to e-cigarettes could be taken further by offering them on prescription or selling them at hospital shops. Public Health England says as many as 20,000 people have already given up smoking because of the devices. Alex Wilde is from the Taxpayers Alliance.
I mean, you can spend a huge amount of money on these things now. You can get kits, and extreme examples can cost sort of over £100. So if they are to be prescribed, then it has to be as a stop smoking aid, not as a sort of subsidy for people's lifestyles.
The parents of a baby from Maidstone found to have suffered a number of fractures and developed life-threatening septicemia have appeared in court. The child was already seriously ill when he was taken to a GP in November 2014 and was rushed to hospital London for treatment. 24-year-old Jodie Simpson and Tony Smith, who's 46 and now live in Sydney Road in Whitstable, deny causing or allowing serious physical harm to a child. On the 100th anniversary of some women being given the right to vote, the Prime Minister is expected to announce plans to tackle online abuse, which she says is threatening Britain's democracy. Molly's got the details for KMFM.
Theresa May will make a speech this afternoon to mark the centenary. A law was passed on this day in 1918, allowing women over 30 who owned land to have their political views heard. But it wasn't until 10 years later that women's rights fully matched men's. KMFM's been looking at how far we've come since. Labour's Rosie Duffield was elected as the first ever female MP for Canterbury last year. She says views need to change beyond Parliament, and she feels like a pioneer.
Lots of the students and young people whose doors I knocked on, and even little girls, would go, there's a woman standing. And I thought, wow, is that big a deal? But it seemed to really engage and interest women especially, actually, which was good.
But Faversham MP Helen Whateley says women in politics today are still facing many barriers.
Sometimes you come up across what you call an unconscious bias, when people have an idea that their member of parliament should happen to look a certain way, and that happens to look like a man, and that can make it, for instance, a bit harder for women to get selected.
The Home Secretary Amber Rudd has announced today she'll consider pardons for the suffragettes convicted during their struggle. Meantime, another local politician's protesting outside parliament, claiming many of our votes still don't count. Stuart Jeffrey from the Kent Green Party is going on hunger strike and says the first past the post system is unfair.
Figures from the last general election, something like 68% of people cast a vote that didn't elect their MP. So 68% of votes are wasted, in, if you like. That takes us almost back to the position we were 100 years ago, when 70% of the people didn't get a vote at all.
He wants us to use a form of proportional representation instead.
This is KMFM.
The future of UKIP in Thanet seems uncertain today after 12 councillors announced they're going to break away from the party. It's the only authority in the country they're in control of, but the groups say they're going to sit as an independent UKIP councillors in a dispute over the local plan, which decides where new housing should be built. It's thought they'll try and force a vote on a new administration. It's claimed 8 in 10 parents in the UK don't look at their child's phone, tablet or PC to check what they're posting online. Research on Safer Internet Day also shows that only a third of mums and dads are a friend or follower on their child's accounts. Medway-based social media expert Zoe Ken says parents should talk to their children more.
It's more than likely the child will be more open and honest about what they're doing online, because the parents seem to be accepting as to what they're doing. And it's better that they do that rather than hiding what they're doing and then the parent not actually know what's going on.
A protest due to get underway outside a meeting later as a decision's made on the future of a golf course in Medway. Residents near Deangate Ridge in Hoo aren't happy it could be sold to make way for housing. Medway's council say the site is no longer financially sustainable. The area's MP has called for any decision to be deferred until there's a public consultation. And research on traffic jams has found the UK is the 10th most congested country in the world. Drivers apparently wasted an average of 31 hours stuck in queues last year.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
A Kent boxer's been chosen to represent England at the upcoming upcoming Commonwealth Games. Heavyweight Shevan Clark from Gravesend has been named in the 12-strong squad heading to the Gold Coast in Australia in April. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.